The Chiefs of Defense Conference began by marking a moment of silence in honor of fallen peacekeepers. More than 100 member states were represented, along with military representatives from the African Union, the European Union, and the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO. Force commanders from UN peacekeeping missions in Mali, Central African Republic, South Sudan, and the Democratic Republic of the Congo, or DRC, were also present. In his opening address, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres spoke directly to the chiefs of defense, thanking them for their commitment to UN peacekeeping.
Across the globe, armed conflict scars countless civilians and destabilizes entire regions. UN blue helmets brave danger so others can enjoy safety. And the men and women serving in peacekeeping deserve our gratitude.
Mr. Guterres welcomed the focus on gender, recalling that the chiefs of defense role is critical to ensuring that peacekeeping remains modern and efficient.
I welcome your focus on gender, with a view to increasing the number of female peacekeepers and integrating a gender perspective into our peace and security actions. When we have greater gender balance in our forces, we boost our protection outreach and we reduce the chances of sexual exploitation and abuse. I urge actions to deploy more women and to help integrate a gender-sensitive perspective in fostering peace.
Echoing this view, the head of UN peacekeeping, Jean-Pierre Lacroix, said the scourge of sexual exploitation and abuse has greatly undermined the organization. He called on the chiefs of defense to improve the screening of their troops and strengthen accountability measures.
Our operations, as I said earlier, have been brutally undermined by the despicable acts of a few. The success of our missions depend upon the confidence and trust placed to us by the populations we serve. When this trust is broken, our credibility is damaged. I call upon you to put in place the checks and balances required to ensure that you deploy only those with impeccable backgrounds and take rigorous and consistent measures to render those responsible accountable for their acts.
Mr. Lacroix added that his department's goal was to have 15% of its senior officer positions filled by women by the end of this year. He called it a modest goal, but said he was confident he would reach it and build upon it with the help of the chiefs of defense. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.